Before there were cell phones, there was something called a phone. We now know it as a landline phone.
Hello,
operator, or could you help me place this call?
Get on the phone.
Make a phone call, right?
All you have to do is you pick up the phone. You call
us. Got us a landline telephone?
You gotta make a phone call.
Give me a cheer if you're under 30 and own a landline telephone. Three people. There we go.
We have one of those. It's 272-9228.
Wow! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Random facts coming up. It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Stock market futures are higher after yesterday's huge drop.
The economy will be in very good shape a year from now. This is not like the financial crisis where we don't know the end in sight.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, a White House spokesman, says President Trump has not been tested for coronavirus and that he shows no symptoms after contact with exposed Republican congressmen. In Oakland, California, people on a cruise ship with some infected passengers are starting to be moved off into quarantine at military bases. Bernie Sanders hopes to make up ground against Joe Biden on this mini Super Tuesday primary day in six states.
He's hoping to replicate his 2016 surprise Michigan win over Hillary Clinton. For Biden, the vice president has campaigned in Michigan with former presidential candidates, Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, who joined four other Democratic presidential hopefuls now endorsing Biden.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Lansing, Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
You like this one, Rich.
Okay. Hello again, it's Bernie. I hope you had a good spring forward time change weekend. Let me address the recent statement from Punxsutawney Phil at his outrageous prediction for an early spring. I do not know what kind of global warming Phil thought we would have, but here in Vermont, real weather people are predicting snow on Thursday. It'll be in the mid-30s. So, by the look of my watch, which happens to be a rock that casts a shadow, spring begins next week. If we were supposed to have an early spring, Punxsutawney Phil, that would make you dead wrong. So go back into the hole you crawled out of. Thank you.
All right. 7:04, I just went outside to check the rain, and it's very, very light at
yeah,
the moment.
Right, yeah.
Let's get the whole forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
And it's raining just enough to get the windshield wipers going from time to time. I notice it picks up a little bit towards Prattville and up towards Deetsville and towards Alexander City, but nothing heavy today. And I think the showers will be on and off today. The highest rainfall probability of the week is today, with a high temperature up to about 73, so spring-like warmth continues. The risk of showers continues this evening. Overnight low 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, but I have the rainfall probability is 40%. In other words, there will be rain on the radar tomorrow, but your chances of encountering one of those showers or thunderstorms are about 40%. Tomorrow's high 76. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side, I suppose, from about I-85 northward. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Risk of showers, sure, but widely scattered at best. Your better rain chances this week are up north. Upper 70s to perhaps near 80 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. Risk of some showers over the weekend, spotty, but the best chance would be Sunday. Right now, cloudy skies, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour, 58 degrees, 7:06.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's back.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh my God. Oh my God! Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh my God! They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh my God!
Oh my.
And the guy, I mean, he's got one of those faces that's naturally funny. So when you watch him as he gets into the car to head off to get the gloves and soap, it's a good laugh. Nothing wrong with a clean car. You know, at the end of whatever service you require from Don Duncan, they always vacuum out your vehicle for you just as a courtesy. Say thanks and hope you'll choose us next time you need it. They have been our support team now for, gosh, 12 years. And the best part about it is if something comes up, it's never, especially if it's a little surprise type of thing, we use them for all the regular maintenance. But you don't have to think about who to call, who to trust, because they play it straight at Don Duncan. And the other thing that goes with car maintenance is convenience. You don't want to have to, hey, can you pick me up at so-and-so so I can get back to work or whatever. You don't have to involve anybody else. Just tell them what you need. If you work downtown, go to 408 Madison. They'll get you to your office or your government building, whatever it is you work at, and they'll get you back with your car later in the day. Your home, if you live in Southeast Montgomery, that's where we go, the Bell Road location just north of Vaughan. They go out of their way to make it convenient for you there. And, of course, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from their new location on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. You can get tires at a wholesale price, and they give you a price that includes installation. When you go for just the basic works, that's the oil change, the brake inspection, the tire rotation. They do a rolling inspection. If there's a hole or a nail or something embedded, they remove it, fill the hole, and you're on the way. So if you got a spring break trip plan, get your car to them before you go so you can leave with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto with three locations. At 7:08, we've got your local news. And I do have, it's stupid, but I do have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Oh, but you're going down the stupid road?
I've been down there. I've got it memorized.
Like the back of my hand.
Yeah, now that you mention it. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alameda News Network, I'm Andrew James. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant Marty Morgan pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
I've tried coffee, fiber, laxatives.
So wake me up when...
For hot coffee, when you are, nothing else will satisfy.
It's good coffee. I'm gonna drink it.
This is some real good coffee right there.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Can I get you some coffee?
I just need something to help me think straight.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm here to tell you life on Earth will go away. Our house is on fire, it's dire, we'll all be DOA. A mass extinction is already here. And if we don't act today, this week, this month, we'll be gone in 8 years. So how dare you? You've stolen my childhood. How dare you? I want you to panic like you should. How dare you? Donald Trump, I'm looking at you. How dare you?
And now, there's no Greta Thunberg playing and winning our pop quiz following
facts.
No Greta Phil feeling. There's no Greta feeling.
That was very tight. A lot of words. Yeah.
Creative, good. Words, yeah. Gonna miss that for the next 3 days.
I know. What are we gonna do?
I got one more.
Did you know? Do I need stretch soup on this?
713 and a half.
We're okay.
We always help you stretch it.
I have a lot of short ones, basically.
Well, we can add mindless banter to that.
Yeah. So here's your first one.
Okay.
Did you know that Ironbridge, which is a town in England, takes its name from an iron bridge that was named the Iron Bridge?
Wow. It's just like the Iron Giant.
That Iron Bridge, by the way, happens to be the first iron bridge built in the world in 1781.
Yeah. My favorite naming contest involved the ballpark in Arlington, where they had 500,000 people submit an idea for what to call the park.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally settled on the ballpark in Arlington.
Yeah, right.
Is it in or at?
At, or I don't know.
I had a dog once, and I had her for not very long. She passed away randomly, brain aneurysm, just, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
But I hadn't settled on a name yet.
Mm-hmm.
So because she was a puppy, I just called her Puppy for the time being.
Right.
Never was able to get away from that naming.
Right.
She's a puppy. This is Puppy. And
what was the name of the dog on Petticoat Junction?
Dog.
Dog. Yeah. This is a picture of the Iron Bridge.
Yeah.
The first ever built in the world.
Okay.
It is a beautiful
still
iron
today.
Bridge.
Yes,
made out of iron.
Correct, yes. and it resides an iron bridge in England. So
that.
Yeah. Did you know? Zoopharmacognosy.
That's easy for you to say.
Is that next after coronavirus?
Yeah, Zoopharmacognosy. That is the science that studies how animals will self-medicate in the wild by ingesting or applying specific plants or non-foods such as clay and charcoal to their body. They know how to self-medicate.
Wow.
You know, animal instincts, I guess. They know if they're sick, they eat. What? Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go out there, they'll eat grass.
They know. And that's gonna make their stomach,
They're like, I need to eat this so that I'll
do the thing. That's right.
But they didn't go to a doctor to figure that out.
No.
It's just instinct.
That's right.
Just something that was
that's what's amazing about nature.
So, the biggest concert ever. Does anybody know what that is? You probably
do. Concert, that's a it's gathering where people listen to music.
Well, not anymore. It's not. they shut that down with the coronavirus. No, the biggest concert ever. Any idea?
Man.
Well.
Did it involve satellite TV or?
It was the audience.
You want to say Woodstock, but it wasn't. It was not Woodstock.
It took place in 1994.
Okay, so...
It was an audience of 4.2 million people.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
At the event?
At the event.
All right, tell me where. It's probably in Rio.
Rio.
Yeah, was it?
You got Rio. Congratulations. Okay. The artist? Rod Stewart.
Wow.
Holy cow.
If you think I'm six or how...
Now, it was a free concert.
Mm-hmm.
Staged by him at the... At Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
New Year's Eve, 1994.
Yeah.
4.2 million.
Wow.
Now, that figure is believed to include those who turned up just for the fireworks display at midnight.
Yeah.
And not really for the concert, but they threw it in there anyway. That's from the Guinness Book of World Records.
I don't think 4.2 million people would have turned up for Nickelback.
What year was it? No, Nickelback.
Well, probably not. But Rod Stewart? Maybe.
No. So that was in what, the New Year's Eve what year?
94. So I guess, okay. Does that count as, if you say it's New Year's Eve 94, does that mean you're going into 95?
Yes.
Or does that mean you're going into 90?
Okay. I got you.
That I don't know.
That would be correct.
That's like when they say don't wear white after Labor Day. Well, when is it? It's always after, it's after Labor Day right now.
Yeah.
Always after Labor Day.
You'll notice I'm not wearing any white.
When they said the gremlins, don't feed them food after midnight. Well, it's always after midnight.
Yeah.
Well, I got you.
Be more specific in your rules.
But I'm still adamant about gremlins and that midnight, though. That. And the water thing, too.
Well, yeah, don't get them wet. They'll multiply.
What's it, light?
Light will kill them. Water makes them multiply, and if you feed them after midnight, they cocoon and then go and become gremlins.
Okay, don't ever forget those three things.
Yeah, it's the three rules. Did you know owls are associated with knowledge in Western tradition? A lot of times we talk about the wise old owl. It's because they were the companion of the companion animal of Athena, which was the goddess of wisdom in Greek mythology.
Huh.
Did you know?
Couldn't have been a Democrat.
Coming up on Random Facts.
No, you can do another one.
I can do one more? Yeah. Okay. The only known recording of a person born in the 18th century was a recitation of Hamlet, or at least a Hamlet, "Give every man thy ear, but few thy voice." The speaker was Helmuth von Moltke.
I almost took that for a radio name. It's the Helmut von Moltke show.
But the jingle singers at Pam's couldn't sing it.
They just couldn't get it done.
On October 21st, 1889, he made two audio recordings with somebody named Theodor Wangeman. He was a German native who worked with Thomas Edison. He had been sent to Europe with Edison's newly invented cylinder phonograph. He recorded a line from Shakespeare's Hamlet and a passage from Faust on two wax cylinders, recordings which were lost until 1957 and were unidentified for decades later. In 2012, they were among a number of recordings revealed by the Thomas Edison National Historic Park. The two cylinders made by him are the only known voice recordings from someone born in the 18th century.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Coming up in Random Facts... We'll talk about the British double summer time. British double summertime.
Oh, yeah. They're weird rules about daylight time.
It's an interesting thing that happened during World War II, yeah. The largest U.S. bill ever in circulation. The American cruise ship, the Eastland.
I am familiar with that.
We'll talk about the largest zoo in the world. Singer Lana Del Rey. And your odds of getting hit by lightning.
Okay.
That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Today at 7:21, today is the final day of this week's food outlet specials. And every week they come up with, like, I already saw next week's little peek into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be here digitally to tell you about those tomorrow.
Digitally.
But through today, ribeye steak, $7.88 a pound. These are USDA steaks. They are every good as bit as the ribeyes you buy in one of the chain grocery stores where they charge $11, $12, or $13.99 a pound. Mm-hmm. But at Food Outlet, $7.88. So buy a bunch, freeze some, and treat yourself to a great cut of steak Thanks to Food Outlet, they make these dinners not only possible, but more frequently possible. USDA split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound. Bluebell ice cream bars, that is the 12-pack, $2.74, so that's a little over 20 cents an ice cream bar. That's a really good price, by the way. Coke products are $3.29 for the 12-pack. Banquet pot pies, two for a buck. Oh, and another easy fixed meal. Boneless pork loin. We had that for Sunday dinner. $1.32 a pound.
That's easy to do.
Yes, it is. Little cricket dust. You could put ranch dressing on it. There's so many ways. Just put in the oven at 425 at a half hour per pound, and you are in business with a great meal. Food Outlet has three locations to save you real money throughout the store. Cost Plus 10 in Millbrook on Highway 14, on Main Street in Prattville, west of 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. I will not be there Sunday morning this week, but it's one of the two or three Sundays a year I'm not there. I'll probably be there Monday after the show.
Yeah.
Because I'll have to shop at Food Outlet. And you can win $10 of free shopping there with the pop quiz following part two of Random Facts, which is next.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, school zones in effect. Watch out for the buses and the kids. Moderate to heavy traffic on the east and east-south boulevards right now. Taylor Road is heavy. 231 from Wetumpka. Congestion at the Jasmine Hill and Redland Road intersections. Atlanta Highway, moderate traffic inbound to Madison Avenue on into downtown. And I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery at this time. We are beginning to build as we head towards rush hour. That's going to come a little after 7:30 this morning. It's really going to get packed out there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. No accidents to report to you at this time. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenton State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance? C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. It's time to go to work. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to get out of bed, brush your teeth, eat some breakfast, and get into your car. After going back into your house because you forgot your phone, and then once more for your keys, you'll fight morning rush hour traffic, suppressing the urge to hit pedestrians and run slower drivers off the road. As always, should you be caught, this station will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This message will self-destruct.
And now,
this bit will self-destruct after six more.
Random.
That's a good idea. That's a good job.
Idea. Yeah. Did you know about British double summertime? During World War II, after they moved an hour forward for daylight savings time in 1940, they didn't roll back in the fall. They moved forward again in the spring of 41, resulting in being 2 hours ahead
of Greenwich Mean Time, which is 00. Yeah.
It apparently helped people finish their day and get home with some extra light during enforced blackouts.
That's interesting.
Did you know the largest U.S. bill ever in circulation?
How large?
The one, are you talking about size or denomination?
Denomination.
100,000.
10,000 is what this says. Was there 100,000?
I believe there may have been, but I think they probably took it out of circulation.
Yeah.
Because I could never get them
changed.
This says ever in circulation.
Oh.
I think there's a 100,000 that never was in circulation but was used so they wouldn't have to transfer massive piles of paper money.
I know they frown on cashing it at Dollar General.
I wouldn't try that until at least noon.
Okay, there was a 100,000 in 1934.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember. I thought I'd remember whose picture was on it.
For the 100,000?
Yeah.
I can tell you here real quick, Locke.
They gave me a slideshow. I don't want a slideshow. I love the 500.
His initials were...
Who is that? Is that group? That's not Cleveland, no. Who is that on the 500?
Which one?
No, I'm just... He had the 500 up. There's the 1,000. Who's that on the 1,000? Like
there's been a bunch of different ones on the 500.
All right, Cleveland's on the 1,000.
On the 10,000? No, that's the 1,000.
You're looking at William... No, you're not looking at William McKinley on
there's
that
Van Buren
one.
On the 5,000?
Oh, that's 10,000.
10,000, who is that?
That looks like the guy from MASH, Colonel Winchester.
It does.
Hang on, I got him in front of me right here with the names. Hold on. That is Salmon P. Chase.
How about that?
And that is who is on the largest one. The 100,000 belonged to Woodrow Wilson.
That's what I thought.
Woodrow. WW, I used to call him.
His friends call him WW. Or the double W. Double W. It changed over time. The different ones who would be on the denominations. The $10,000 bill was issued until 1945. As of May 30th, 2009, only 336 of those large bills have been known to survive.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, Madison was on the 5,000. Wouldn't it be great if you could, like in the old days, if you had even a $1,000 bill and you could wrap it around a bunch of singles and look like you're really, boy, the chicks would love that. Look at me.
Did you do that once?
I never, ever made a show of money to impress a woman.
B-S. Did you know the American cruise ship, the Eastland?
Yes.
Overturned at a port in the Chicago River on July 24th, 1915, taking the lives of 844 people. It was caused by having too many lifeboats, making the ship top-heavy and list.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it also in part caused by people rushing to one side of the ship and the weight caused it? it tipped over in the river right where the merchandise market
is. Can you believe that? I mean, in a city, in literally in a city.
Yeah.
The reason you don't hear too much about it is because there weren't rich, famous passengers on that ship.
It was a picnic by some company or something.
Yeah, the disaster has largely been forgotten. The disaster was inadvertently caused by the Titanic disaster, or as I like to call it, the Titanic, 3 years prior. Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have enough.
All of the maritime safety laws had to be reevaluated from 1912 onwards. The Eastland had to comply with these new lifeboat limit laws, despite not being built for such a heavy load.
So that's the irony of that. Wow.
The founder of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
George Hollis.
George Hollis.
Yeah. That's correct. He was supposed to be on that ship.
Oh, wow.
But he was late to boarding and he missed it.
Hmm. George ended up living to a ripe old age in his early 80s, I think, when he died. He's still coaching the Bears.
Somebody said if you ever visit this location on the Chicago River on the corner of Wacker and LaSalle, there's a very cool AR app, an app you can download on your phone that is created by the Chicago History Museum that will tell the story with visuals. In other words, AR is augmented reality, so it'll use your phone's camera. And you can do this. And as you look in your phone, you will see the water. You'll see the image. But on your phone, you'll see the ship. You'll see what's going on with it.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
The location, by the way, where that took place is the same spot you see in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles at the end of the movie when they're taking the train.
Mm-hmm.
And the train direction makes no sense whatsoever in the film because I know they shot that in downtown Chicago, but part of it is right there at Wacker and LaSalle.
Hmm.
Did you know the largest zoo in the world is the Omaha Henry Doorly Zoo? And somebody says, I'm a local. It's ruined all other zoos and most aquariums for me because of just how, I guess, big it is. Did you know Lana Del Rey has over 100 unreleased songs? And she used to go by many different monikers. One of those was Sparkle Jump Rope Queen.
Okay.
I know. A little strange there. And finally, click that. The lifetime odds. This is according to NationalGeographic.com. The lifetime odds of an American getting hit by lightning is about 1 in 3,000. That implies that 110,000 Americans living today will get struck by lightning at least once.
Statistically. Yeah.
Statistically speaking.
Well, I came as close as you can get, man.
Yeah.
Joey said he saw my skeleton.
I'm glad I wasn't there. Wow.
And there you go. Those are your random facts.
All right. They're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and we'll have that right after I tell you about Gulf States Mobility, an amazing company, a house of invention in Wetumpka. And by that, I mean they customize products on a daily basis for people who have mobility loss. Sometimes it's a short-term recovery or a longer-term, whatever the situation, sometimes permanent, sadly. They step in, assess the situation, and begin the process of choice restoration. Most people, when facing these circumstances, want to live in the home they've lived in and enjoyed and loved. So what Gulf States Mobility does first is make sure that home poses no further risk to the individual if they're recovering from a serious injury, so that it's safely accessible. Some, who in the past might have been told you'll never drive again, now can. Because of the VIM vehicles, voice command technology cars, they equip and sell at Gulf States Mobility on very friendly long-term, low-interest loan arrangements. Gulf States Mobility does customized motorized equipment and so much more. It's an amazing company that serves not only folks who have had this horrible piece of luck that we don't even think or want to think can happen to us or someone we love, but all over the southeastern United States as well. Their reputation stretches far and wide. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, job well done. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please look them up and like them on Facebook if you need to call them. 514-6590 for Gulf States Mobility. They are ready. Here it is, today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Man, I just looked at the questions because I was busy reading through this lightning thing. I really want to go with that first one.
Okay.
Right. I'm just going to go with the first one.
I'm just running the board. I'm waiting to hear two, folks.
Yeah, here we go. Earlier in Random Facts, we got off on a tangent talking about rules. What are the three rules of owning the Mogwai or Gremlins?
What do you not do?
Yeah, what are those three rules?
And if you're like me and don't have any clue what that, don't call 272-9228. But I have a feeling.
I think you'll be fine. I think there's plenty of people who know the three rules.
I do, too. Plus, we know guys like Hard Shows. They really seem to have that kind of information at the ready. 272-9228. 272-9228 for the three Mugwump rules. Of the thing.
It's you know, the thing.
The thing.
These truths be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
You know that thing.
Well, that was quick. That's supposed to be a traffic report. Yeah, it looks like I double punched it, and now I got to start it all over again.
Don't double punch me.
Oh, I would never lay a finger at you.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic now on I-65 and 85 headed into Montgomery. That slowdown that happens every morning at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook on 65 southbound. Just use caution there and be patient. East South Boulevard, very busy this morning. East Boulevard, a lot of congestion between the Wetumpka Highway and Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway, very busy into Madison, into downtown. And Taylor Road showing a little congestion at this time as well. Got a lot of congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road and Jasmine Hill. Folks coming around from Emerald Mountain, the toll bridge remains closed this morning. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There may not be an animal stories.
Oh?
The tiger is done. I've only got one story.
I saw that dog that you're talking about.
Well, stretch it out, and then we'll just listen to Tusk for the rest of the time.
Okay. Sonia wants to try and answer our pop quiz question. Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, Sonia.
How are y'all?
Great. We're doing all right. Have you seen the movie Gremlins?
Oh, yes.
All right.
So you know the rules.
What
so
when
rules?
You own a Mogwai, what are your rules? What are the rules?
You can't get them wet.
Okay, that's correct.
They can't have bright light.
Oh, light is number two, right?
And you can't feed them after midnight.
Correct. Monday.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
Yes, we watched it
so
many times.
What happens if you get them wet?
They turn into gremlins. They start molting and getting little bumps all over them. They get ugly and mean.
Now, if they're exposed to bright light, they die.
Yes.
If you get them wet, they just multiply.
Yes.
And then if you feed them after midnight, they become the little...
mean things.
The mean things.
Yes, yes.
All right. You got it. That's it. That's what we wanted.
Way to go. $10 free shopping at Food Outlet. Hang on. Speaking of... Here's Cranky.
Hello. You forgot the fourth rule.
What is the fourth rule?
You got to give credit for that.
What's what?
Never let them see you sweat. No, wait a minute. That was the football coach.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so I got one more for you. What was the biggest concert ever was in Rio, 4.2 million people. Who was the artist?
Oh, Jimi Hendrix?
No, it was Rod Stewart. It was Rod Stewart back in...
Well, close,
yeah.
close, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hendrix, Stewart, sure.
I'll be doggone. I did not know that. Yeah. But thanks. Listen, y'all have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
And good morning to Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey there.
How are you?
I wanted to say I love your show. Y'all have a great day.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Very, very much.
All right, thank you.
It is 7:41.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So I drove in with the windshield wipers on because it was just enough to get us, you know, just to get the windshield wipers going. And it looks like that kind of light rain intensity remains in the river region. It picks up a little bit a couple of counties west when you get west of Selma. So there'll be on and off showers around today. Spring-like warmth with a high around 73. And the showers will be around today and this evening. And then kind of fade out in the rain chances tonight. Overnight low 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. So let me qualify that. There will definitely be showers and thunderstorms on the radar, for sure. But the probabilities of you seeing one are about 40%. You follow me? High around 76. Better rain chances up in North Alabama tomorrow. A couple of the storms could be strong. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Risk of showers, but widely scattered at best. And then upper 70s, maybe teasing 80 on Saturday. Upper 70s Sunday. You know, here we are 9 days away from winter ending, and it's very spring-like with the risk of more showers, but the best chance might be on Sunday. Pollen count is in the medium to high range. We're going to start talking about that for the next few days. Yep, we're all going to have yellow cars soon. And right now this morning, cloudy skies, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. A little light drizzle in the area, 58 at 742.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Oh my gosh, it's so irritating when you have a plumbing issue because it's almost always when you are rushed. You know, you're getting ready to leave town, and here you've got this plumbing issue, and it never happens during regular business hours. It always happens at the worst possible time in the middle of the night or the middle of the weekend or on a holiday. And Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Not only that, they're very professional. I love the way they operate. You call and you make an appointment, and they give you a ballpark figure, like a general time when they think the next plumber is going to be available. Then you get a phone call that the plumber's on the way. He assesses the problem. He sits down and says, this is what it is. This is what it's going to cost. Then he fixes it. And in the last time they were at my house, I called them for one problem, and they found, hey, did you know there's this other problem going on right now? And I know I didn't. And they took care of that and fixed it as well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab.
All right, we are going to have animal stories today because we have a footloose ferret that has made the cut.
Oh.
Yeah, how about
that?
We're
going to change the song, are we?
No.
Well, I'm supposed to say Alabama certification number 84417.
Yeah, you had said footloose, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, no, no. No, the song's not changing. I am pulling it out now. And the song tune will be ready to go in just a few.
Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
American Airlines is announcing additional schedule changes. It's been seeing cancellations and fewer bookings for flights related to the coronavirus. American is reducing international capacity for the peak summer season by 10%. Its domestic capacity is being cut by 7.5%, and it's suspending some service to mainland China through the summer. Investor sentiment appears to have improved after President Trump suggested taking steps to boost the economy from the impact of the coronavirus. The Dow declined nearly 8% yesterday. Global banks are splitting their workforces to keep operations open if employees become ill. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs are among those testing work from alternate sites or home. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. No arrests have been made. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant, Marty Morgan, pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it is time for today's animal stories. True tales of beastesses from the Wild Kingdom.
Beastesses.
Beastesses.
Nice.
Yeah, that's where they go out. Police officers in Spain responded to numerous reports that a lion was on the loose.
You lying?
No. Well, in a way. It was loose in town. Police discovered the animal was actually a dog with an unusual haircut.
Yeah, had been kind of scalped on the back, right?
Yeah.
And right. It looked like there was a mane.
Big,
in the
full
front.
Head, yeah, right. Skinny body. So it did look very much like a lion. The local police of Molina de Segura Was it there? Received numerous reports Sunday of the lion strolling through the municipality. Officers tracked the animal and discovered it was actually... Was it a chihuahua? It was a little bit
I forget.
With the body, mane, and tail of an African lion, police said the dog was microchipped. They were able to contact the owner for a happy reunion with the escaped pet. All right, let's learn about Oliver, the hiking ferret. Cats, dogs, hedgehogs, pets all over the world are trying out the great outdoors. Many are finding they enjoy the adventuring life. One of the newest furry friends to join the ranks of animal adventurers like Vlad the Kitty Explorer and Henry the Colorado Dog is Oliver the Hiking Ferret. The white-coated cutie lives in the Denver area with his owner, Lauren Smith. She got Oliver. He was her first ferret. After hearing that animals sleep 18 to 20 hours a day, ferrets do. Turns out, though, that Oliver wasn't destined for a life of relaxation, though he does enjoy a good snooze, according to Lauren. After first bringing Oliver home, she found the ferret had a lot of destructive energy. To help the pet do something constructive with all that energy and to keep him from digging up another couch, she decided to bring the ferret outside. And I figured if it would take, you take a dog out for a walk to burn off energy, why not the same thing for a ferret?
For a ferret, sure.
I began by getting him used to wearing a harness, which was a feat that involved a lot of treats. From there, she started taking the frisky ferret to local parks for short walks, building up the hikes on the trails surrounding their Colorado home. Soon, the formerly reluctant to explore Oliver was begging to go outside and burn energy day after day after day. And there's Oliver, hiking the trail.
Look at little ferret.
He's gotten to the point where he will ask to go out with me by running and standing by my front door whenever he hears it open.
I didn't know that they could be that white in color. I thought they were more brownish.
You racist. I'm just...
Hey.
Ferret lives matter. Hey.
What did I say? Jeez. No, I thought they were... I didn't know that they could come in that color.
Yeah, no. Like, that's pure white.
Yeah.
I mean, he is solid white.
It's like a white kitty cat.
They're interesting little critters, but...
They bite.
Well, I'm not good with slithery things.
I think they smell, too.
This girl kept... She had, like, 6, 8 of them. I don't know how many. In a room.
Ferrets?
In one good dedicated Lord. Bedroom. When you open the door to that room...
They're slinky-like.
The urine ammonia smell was enough to knock you over. And when she found out I wasn't comfortable around, she thought it'd be funny to let them loose.
That's nice. That's always good.
So I'm laying in bed, and all of a sudden I got stuff running up my thighs. No, wrong.
It's always nice when somebody tells you, I really don't like this, and you decide to do it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good.
I mean, what a... That really made me unhappy. All right, coming up next hour, some pop culture moments that happened exactly 10 years ago. You know what we should do? Let's do those now because... It is.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news... It's Greg Budell.
These are pop culture moments that happened 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it'll be a bit of a time check for some. The Tiger Woods cheating scandal was dominating the headlines, and in 2010, that's when the divorce was finalized.
Right.
It was in March of 2010. Chris Evans learned he would be starring in the upcoming Captain America movie, and now he's played him in 11 different movies.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Jay Leno returned to host The Tonight Show after Conan O'Brien got the boot. Reality star Jesse James, remember this, issued a public apology after he was caught cheating on his wife, Sandra Bullock. She filed for divorce. Corey Haim died of pneumonia 10 years ago.
38 or something? Yeah.
Zach Braff announced on Facebook that Scrubs would be ending after 9 seasons. That was a good show, and I don't know anybody that runs that.
That was... It was a good show.
That had some very funny episodes.
Isn't that streaming on like Hulu or no?
I don't know where it's at. Let me see if I can do a quick Google.
Big movies hitting theaters 10 years ago. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm-hmm.
The live-action Alice in Wonderland and Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's available on Hulu.
Hulu. I gotta let
Scrubs is available on Hulu.
I gotta let Goose know that. Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin co-hosted the Academy Awards. Lady Gaga released her music video for Telephone, which featured Be Once. The most popular songs were I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas, Break Your Heart by Tyle Cruz, and Rude Boy by Rihanna.
I don't know any of those songs.
And Lindsay Lohan sued E-Trade for $100 million, claiming that a milkaholic baby in their Super Bowl ad was based on her because its name was Lindsay. She ended up settling for an undisclosed amount.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't as whacked as this. I remember that, though.
10 years ago in 2010.
We hope you found those memories electrifying.
No.
Well, I tried. Mr. Electric, we just had them at the house last week. The first visit is so you can show them what you need done. They make notes, and then they write it up and tell you what it's going to cost. And we're having our stuff done in order of urgency. We had several things, including an outdoor motion-activated fixture that had gone bad. I did not know, but they diagnosed water had gotten in through a crack that had developed, which destroyed the fixture. So they replaced the fixture, did the work. They also replaced another fixture of most motion-activated lighting. So we now have full coverage again. And if somebody ventures onto our lawn or property, they're going to be illuminated immediately. It's just an extra measure of protection. Whether you need an installation, a ceiling fan, an outlet indoor or out, whatever it is, Mr. Electric comes out, tells you what it's going to cost, makes an appointment. All their appointments, by the way, they are on time with such precision. Showed up at 8 a.m. last week to do the work that we had signed off on, and it was done by the time I got home from the show. And that's great. That's great. You pay exactly what they tell you it's going to cost. So you no longer have to think when you need an electrician. Remember, Mr. Electric. Go to MrElectric@Montgomery.com or call him at 245-1566. 245-1566 for Mr. Electric.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing heavy congestion now from Cobbs Ford Road down I-65 southbound past the 143 on-ramp to the Northern Boulevard. Slow traffic on I-85 southbound into Montgomery from Mount Meigs to Taylor. A lot of traffic on the interstate. Please be careful there. East South Boulevard and East Boulevard are extremely busy at all the major intersections. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway are packed this morning. And we are seeing a lot of congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at the River Bridge, Redland Road, and Jasmine Hill intersections. Folks trying to work their way through those lights. The toll bridge still closed. A lot of Emerald Mountain traffic coming around that way. Rain in the area. Buckle up. Drive carefully. No new accidents into us at this time to report to you. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265